The Justin Robert Young podcast is brought to you, as always, by your friends at patreon.com/JURY. Again, patreon.com/JURY. Support the show by going to patreon.com/JURY. I'm not going to talk about it anymore because you guys are great and you've supported it tremendously and you've earned it. But I am going to try to sell you other stuff, including the brand new stickers or DIAF holiday pack. Hey, listen, this one's going to be a little bit more expensive. In fact, it's four times more expensive than our normal holiday pack. But guess what you get? Eight of our classic stickers from our first year in operation. All the best from Spearmint Nitrate. All the best from Carter Johnson. All the logos from this podcast and Politics, Politics, Politics. You get two new designs. Two of them. One of me in a Charmander onesie and doing a pole dance. And one of them with a Doctor Strange-esque a Diamond Club spell. As well as, here's the big sell, an original Ruinum wine label. This is... like, from the original run, the only run we ever did of Ruinum, I have a reel of a couple hundred of these Ruinum wine labels. You get one of those. And I'll tell you what, this is $19.99, but you're going to make money on this deal. You want to know why? Because I give you two Jury Will Buy You a Drink tokens. Meaning, if you see me in a live show, you see me at a con, wherever you might run into me, you just hand me that token, I'm going to buy you a drink, which is why I'm now only appearing in dive bars. I will never be seen anywhere with a cocktail over $3. It's my new lifestyle that I'm going to be living, thanks to everybody who buys the Diamond Club Holiday Pack. It is available at Stickers or DIAF. And, of course, the contender, the game of presidential debate. Big news coming up later, so I'm not going to bother your... I'm not going to waste your time on that. For right now, let's go ahead and stop talking about how we do the show and how we pay for the show. And what do you say we just do the damn thing?
I love this version of your
trademark Kipling style.
Over the years you've turned
to how opposite could I get.
She said, yeah, I know I ain't no supermodel. I said, you ain't a hand model, baby, but that's fine. Cause you're pretty ugly by most people's standards, but you're all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Justin Robert Young podcast. This is me, Justin Robert Young. It's a show where I get to do whatever the hell I want. And, man, I had a whole episode planned out. I was going to give you my Thanksgiving tips and tricks. I was gonna give you my rhapsodic tales of the day before Thanksgiving, which... For especially for people who leave their hometown after high school, magical time.
We can still
you want to go
use
there?
That as a subject.
There?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How about I'll tell you what, we are going to lead in because I got a guest. I had to throw all that out the window because I got a guest. We're not going to throw all of it apparently, but ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones that you heard mentioning. And by the way, next time you're in Austin, I got to hook you up with the Posse Posse who sings the intro, because I would love to hear.
I'll be in Austin in December. Next month I'll be in Austin.
They've got a nerdcore pedigree. Last time we did a show at South By, 2 years ago, I guess it was, they definitely did a dual core up doing a freestyle rap on a song that they have about farmersonly.com. It was a magical moment for everybody. But no, we definitely got to hook you up with them because I think you guys would actually get along quite well. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Shy Guy, I think I used to on the show, but when I was just kind of getting used to doing a one mic show,
yeah.
I used to try to play like cool music in between. So I would basically just like, I'd have set segments. And then to give myself a breather and a time to grab a glass of wine, I would say like, oh, okay, well, I'll be back right after this. And I'd play a song. And I wound up stopping that because you never know what's going to get flagged on YouTube these days.
Yeah.
But one of the people that I always enjoyed playing was your stuff and a lot of people that we've had on Night Attack and NSFW and everything. So I think if you are a longtime listener to this show, you might remember the dulcet tones of Professor Shy Guy. If you are a fan of Professor Shy Guy, congratulations. You're among the enlightened. And if you have never heard of him, let's just get this out up top. Where can people find more of you?
ProfessorShyGuy.bandcamp.com is the best. You can Google it. Just Professor Shy Guy. You'll find it on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes if you use iTunes and all that. But Bandcamp has...
What do you prefer?
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
And it has the most like
bands will make
cohesive...
or dance.
Everything's
yeah.
Yeah.
So you got everything that you do.
Yeah, because not everything's on iTunes.
What's the split there? What is the
15%? I think
they get
Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that
iTunes
is probably
like 40, something like that.
Especially after you factor in, you got to work with a middleman, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the middleman's a one-time fee.
Oh, really?
With Bandcamp, the middleman is PayPal.
I should know that. Like, I should. I've had stuff yeah. on iTunes before.
They don't make
it
super clear. They're not super clear about their... I mean, I'm sure they are somewhere, but they don't send you a receipt.
I'm really glad that iTunes totally blew up the music industry so things could be not shady anymore, right? You know?
But yeah, Bandcamp's great.
Too real.
I mean, I never put it to iTunes. I don't know. People still use iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Apple Music, certainly. I mean, you know, I think that's kind of the new paradigm is just all the streaming and everything.
It's a one and all in one thing.
I would just say, and this is, I think, you know, kind of the goal for I know what you do, I think for what we do, is like, in a world where everything can be free, you want to basically just be everybody's friend.
Yeah.
So, like, my strategy is, like, if there's somebody that I either super admire, I'm a hardcore fan of, or I feel either through digital or physical means that I have a friendship with, I buy it. Otherwise, you know, listen. I mean, like if I'm curious, well, no, I subscribe to Apple Music, right?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, you know, listen. I don't know Ariana Grande. Maybe I want to just see what her album sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll listen to the album. She'll get some cut.
I think she's doing fine.
I think she'll be okay. I think she'll survive.
Doing fine. And the all in one, like, because, like, with Steam, for example.
Yeah.
I had Witcher. My friend gave me Witcher 3 on his good old games.
Okay.
On the format or the platform that they use. The Red Project Red. And I bought it on Steam when it was on sale because I wanted to have it in my Steam library where I have everything. Like,
yeah.
I bought it. Like, I had it already, but I bought it. Like, having the all-in-one area that you can go for everything.
Can we get into something that I think you might... either I'm just going to be a total baby on this, but I think we might have common ground. And this is, like, total, like, you know, first world problems. But, like, whenever you get something, like, early or new and you're really excited about it, then you have to figure out, like... how you're going to play it because it just doesn't play in the way that you normally do.
Oh,
like what you were just describing where it's like, no, but it's just, why can't it just be where I have it? Like, it's like, how do I like, I had somebody like DM me. I was like really excited. I think it was Ali Gertz's Rick and Morty concept album.
Oh, yeah.
And so I backed it. And then I was just like, cause I know Ali, I'm like, no, I'm just gonna bother you until you just send me what you're working on because I'm just really excited about this. So
yeah.
I just started pestering her. She's like, okay, cool. So she just starts like DMing me links.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's gonna open in a QuickTime file and like, you know, now I can't like just like close it or whatever. I don't know. I'm a child.
So she sent you streaming links?
She sent me.
She was asking me about like same Ali Gertz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you think this is sounding? Because I do electronic music.
Gotcha.
I'm trying electronic music. Like,
I thought she
great.
Killed that, by the way. For somebody
yeah,
that, that hadn't done anything like that. I thought she was working with somebody, and then I was talking to her. She's like, no, I did it all myself.
It's red.
I'm like, oh, my God. Dude, she's great. No, I think, no. Know what it was? It wound up in voice memos on my phone. Like, that was, like, the only way to play it.
Yeah.
She sent me files. I may not have been in DMs now that I'm thinking about it. But she sent me files, and then I'm like, I have no idea how to play these. And she's like, oh, you have to play them in voice memos. And I'm like, well, all right. So let me listen to your Meeseeks song on voice memos in the Detroit airport. All right. So let's go ahead and introduce you two folks who have not heard of you. Who is Professor Shy Guy?
Bald-ass bitch.
You can curse, I assume.
Sure, yeah. No.
I do chiptune music and sing and play guitar and stuff over it. It's like dancey, poppy, kind of rocky sometimes. Sometimes it gets heavy, almost a little bit. I scream and yell some. It's fun. But it's like poppy style music. So I have songs that are like about specifically nerdy things. Like I have songs about like Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy or Metroid. And then I have songs that are like, with a bunch of homonyms, and then have a song that's the verses are in alphabetical order. Like
yeah.
It goes like A to Z twice and Z to A twice, and then so the bridge is every second letter, every second syllable is the following letter of the alphabet. Abilities become condoned, like A, B,
yeah.
B, C, C.
Yeah.
There's a video. You can watch a video and you can just watch it all play out. You don't have to do the letter math yourself.
Anybody who listens to it, like, I mean, if you know, what was the Black Alicia song?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Had the ABCs.
That one was awesome.
It was great.
No,
right?
People don't know mine enough. People will know the whole words.
Well,
of the song
I know. I guess my point is, it's like if Black Alicia skipped X, I wouldn't be like frauds. It's like you have the video, so people can check the work.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like you're showing your work.
It
the
does.
Video.
It does stretch. For the abilities, become like the A, B, B, C, C, D, C, so on and so forth. It does...
strain under
it,
the
it does strain right, at the very end.
I already have my first question.
Yeah.
In this genre of music, which is... Would you define... Are you in the nerdcore umbrella? Or is
yeah,
that,
nerdcore
is that,
umbrella. Yeah.
Right.
It's one of the many boxes we all sit in.
Yeah, exactly. Many baskets, right? So, does there have to be a hook? Like, can you do like, all right? Here's my Final Fantasy III. Here's my Yoshi's Island song.
Saying. Does it have to be?
And then here's a song about a breakup. And then here's a song about Weird Al Yankovic. And then here's another. Like, can you just fit in? Just a song about feeling lonely or happy or something? Or does everything have to have a hook
so,
to be a part of the genre?
Well, I mean, it could be... I guess it can be a general thing. Like, the general songs have to be about that, but then you can have a song that's about anything, and it should be fine. Because it has... Like, so my newest album is like a pop opera. It's like arcing story
within,
thing.
Yeah.
So it's not about anything specifically nerdy.
Gotcha.
It's not about, like, any specific nerdy game or pop culture thing. It's about being nerdy. It's about being in a subculture. It's basically about being in a subculture that, like, you leave to feel safe from the main, and then you start making people feel unsafe, just cannibalizing your own fucking subculture.
Exactly.
And it happens with many, and I just experienced it. Nerd subculture. Well, I would be like, fake nerd. Like, who the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I grew up just being like, I wish girls would play games with me. And then girls are like, hey, can we play a game? I'm like, fuck. You don't like games. You're a girl.
Yeah, you only like it because it's popular.
But
now.
Again, I got it. Yeah, exactly. And what? Who's to say? I can like crappy games. I can like good games. Other people can like crappy games. Still be a gamer.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing where like that's the particular thing that made me write this album because that was a couple of years ago, especially going nuts.
Gate
and all that stuff was it's crazy.
So this. I don't even know if I want to get that into
Yeah, no, we don't have to go to that part. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, a couple years ago.
Well, no, I mean, right here, I will ask this question. So this is your reaction to just kind of being in that scene, and you are on the forefront because you're at cons, you're at concerts where people who are video game, they're such video game fans that they want to patronize artists who make music that sound like video games.
It rarely happened to me. though, because I'm chubby and bald. Like, it's they're not after me.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, I mean, but
but
like,
I mean, I would
but
be
you're
the,
there.
But I was there, and
you're
I'm
there.
Seeing it happen.
You're seeing it.
And I was the years before that, I was the person that was on the bad side. So like the song, like the story of the album goes from me being the dickhole,
yeah,
like getting to the dickhole and be like, I'm a, and kind of realizing like I'm being a fucking asshole here,
yeah.
So it's about me going villain style, but it's not a, it's the whole point is that it's not, you don't just like I'm gonna be a dick. That's not how it happens. You rationalize yourself, you know, rationalize yourself to end up somewhere where you're judging, where you're doing something that's...
Well, and it's about the human emotions as opposed to like, and now let me like rap from the perspective of Ness from Earthbound.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which is
yeah,
like, yeah, that's great. Who doesn't want that, right?
Which
that's
I have those as well. And the next album will be more like that again.
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, this song's in alphabetical order and about science.
Yeah.
And I'll have those in the next album. I wanted to do like a little like emotional album.
Are you curious how that'll be received by your fans?
It's been received. It's out.
It's out.
It's been
now.
Received pretty well.
What is it?
Yeah, it's called Fragmentation.
Oh, so that's what we played playing, in the at the beginning.
The
there,
notes
in the intro.
Song that I was playing is about saying friend zone.
That
magical land, that Narnia fuckhole land, that Narnia for assholes land that we've all probably said we've been to. Because I've said that. I have, and it's like, well,
sure.
Yeah. Doesn't mean just because somebody doesn't want to sleep with you, doesn't mean they're putting you in a zone. I don't want to sleep with everybody I see all the time. It doesn't mean I've just put them in the friend zone.
Yeah.
That's like that. But again, there is... We're going to do a whole thing.
There... No, 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 no. Let's go there. Let's go there. I love this. Because so, this has been a thing for me as well. I've talked a lot about it, but go ahead.
Okay, I felt like I've been in the friend zone one time. I've said I've been in it more. But I feel like even reflecting on it, there was one time it was my best friend, and she would get upset every time I would start. So, like... We almost dated, and we didn't. And then there was a time it passed, and but it was her decision to not date. So that's part of it.
Sure.
Time
it's
got to
be someone's.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. She would get upset when I would start to talk to other girls. I'd be like, what? It doesn't – You can't do that. You may not do that.
No.
This is still open.
That's unfair, yeah.
And so she would get up and be like, And then, like, she would, like, change clothes in front of me. Like, everything to keep me on a string.
Yeah.
Without ever committing to the...
Yeah.
So that's a friend... That's what I feel like the friend zone is. When you're really stringing somebody along, but never letting them close enough. You're keeping them... I feel like...
I guess that's the question. The question is really, who constructed the concept of the friend zone?
Oh, it's easy.
Who named the friend zone?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys named the friend zone.
Yeah.
Right?
It's generally where they're going. Because we're usually the ones that get
friend zoned.
It's generally harder for a dude to just go to a girl and be like, what's up, girl? Because we're more animalistic. We're like, oh, it's that girl.
Well, and certainly in our subculture.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In our, I mean, I think, you know, speaking from one guy who makes his living doing chiptune music to somebody who makes his living doing podcasts, and 2 weeks ago, I talked to everybody about how I spent all of my high school in a Renaissance recreational club. like, there is a scarcity in the market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's not a lot of ladies from, and this is a man's perspective. I know. Listen, I'm very, very proud that we have a tremendous female listenership, and I know that you guys are going to have an amazing opposite coin take on this. And by the way,
we're also talking about ages ago.
JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. Put jury in the subject line because we are like, man, I need emails if I'm going to be doing this show, baby, and everybody's got to respond. JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. Put jury in the subject line, especially if you hear anything objectionable. Anyway, bitches be crazy. Write in. No, but I mean, there's a scarcity in the market, and it almost feels like all those natural, especially teenage emotions, and then everything that is kind of built on top of those patterns.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That feels like any rejection is the final rejection.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing is you spiral down because everything makes sense to you when you're in that headspace. And again, like, times have changed. Like,
yes.
Like, times in the last, I don't know, 5 years, things have, like, really progressed a lot. And yeah. then we elected Trump. The fuck happened there?
Joe, wait, hold on.
How does it go from progress?
how did we get to Trump?
Because I'm talking about like women like are more accepted in things and like transgender bathrooms. And then Trump's whole campaign was against all that, and then he won. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, no, that one out. Listen, we can just keep you in. We'll do another episode of the politics podcast, and we can roll with that.
But
here, let's stay because you had a reaction to that. You know the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. This is actually a true fact. Yeah. It is the heaviest drinking night of the year, or maybe it's like the most bar traffic or something like that.
Yeah,
is the night before Thanksgiving. Somebody look that up and then email it in to JustinRobertYoung @gmail.com, jury in the subject line. But it always was just this, like, now all of a sudden. Especially if you, and again, this was my perspective because I left my hometown to go to college. And so whenever I would come back for Thanksgiving, even the kids that would have gone to state schools or stuff like that, like anybody who left town at all, everybody comes back and everybody winds up going to the same bars. Everybody winds up talking to all their high school friends and everything. And you have that one moment where it's like, you know, maybe you get a chance to talk to your crush. Maybe you get a chance. Maybe things have moved on. Maybe, you know, the boyfriend she had in high school ain't her boyfriend no more.
Yeah.
Right? There's just like there's something there. And you I feel like you had a reaction.
Well, no,
to
I was
that.
Just gonna react to the other thing. That one I'm not super familiar with.
Oh, really?
I'm like I've done that. Like I go to my hometown for like a whole month, usually in December.
Yeah.
But I travel around to Texas and stuff too. And I will see people that I used to know, but it's not as, I don't know.
I would say that, I mean, how old are you?
33.
Okay, so we're the same age. I'm just letting everybody know it's in their 20s. If this phenomenon sounds familiar to you, then strike while the iron's hot, because I'm gonna say this: when you get to my age, when you get to Shy Guy's age, you start to look at your Facebook feed, and it is all those same girls that were your high school crushes, that maybe like your college crushes, that like, oh yeah, we can run back into each other like on an odd weekend. Now they're all married and they all got kids.
They all have kids.
Now I feel like
every one of them has kids.
I feel like you can, and by the way, the ones that were tricking off the most, first ones to have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the first ones at like PTA meetings, and it's like, man, this explains so much about society. Not to say they're bad, just that they drink a lot. And, you know, it's, oh man, this is going to come off terrible. I love them. I hung out with them. They're great people. It's just whenever you're like, man, why does that lady at the PTA meeting have such a short fuse? And you're like, oh no, because she was that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, now I totally understand it. I know. Hey, at least we'll get emails. Emails, JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. Put jury in the subject line. And although now I feel like, I mean, granted, I'm a happily married man, but if for whatever reason the inevitable happens and Ashley eventually divorces me, I feel like I'm like you're only like 5 years away from then like the reboot of all those people that are married and having kids.
Oh, they've
getting
split.
Divorced and then being like,
and their kids are old enough to go away.
Yeah, and then all their kids are going to you know, college or high school or anything. All right, well here let's.
So what do you say? Hit them up now.
I'm saying if you're in your 20s. Carpe diem.
No. You got like what, 7 years until you're 40?
Yeah.
Start hitting. Just get a little ping.
Oh, just get slide in the DMs.
Boom,
now.
Boom.
Yeah.
So your kid looks cool. Don't say that to people.
No, that's it. Yeah. Although I mean,
your kid's pretty like you are.
Oh Jesus.
There you go.
Please never say that. No one ever say that. That should be a sentence that's never said on earth. Yeah. You know, it's life comes at you fast, dude. It's. You know, I'm going back. So tomorrow I go back down to Florida where I grew up. And then in another week after that, I go back to Florida for another wedding. It's always crazy. And that's the thing. Like this whole like marriage, pregnancy, baby shower phase of my life. Like it was like wake up and boom, it was there.
Yeah.
Like there was like no warning. It was just like one day I feel like I was seeing all these guys and girls being like another lonely Valentine's Day. And then like split second, three kids, and it's like tea party time.
It seems that, I don't know, it's a day of the week that happens. Like, I'll see like three people like getting married, like on my Facebook feed.
Oh yeah,
like in one day,
competing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Maybe they saw that and they're like, well, "I'm gonna tell them that mine's coming too."
Yeah, man. You know. So what's your situation? Are you just on the road? Is it hard to have a relationship?
Yeah, I haven't been
on the
in
road?
A like monogamous type relationship in 6 years. I've been trying to make music my living, and it's not easy. So I don't really have.
Is that a capacity thing, like a mental capacity that like you can only put so much effort into a relationship?
If I met somebody that was I have met people that like it's come close, but they'll live in hours and hours and hours away. And as much as I travel, I'm going to see them. It's not like I get to travel to where one person is all the time. I'm traveling to all different kind of places all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If I found somebody that was super, we just, really, really connected.
So you're having those, you're out on the road, you're at a con, you're doing, a tour or something like that. You run into somebody, hit it off. It's a magical, 48 hours magical.
I mean, we'll still talk, after that. We usually, still keep in contact. But, it's lonely
on the road.
Dude. Yeah,
it is, man.
It's not as I'm not a rock star enough to have the rock star lifestyle that everybody sees in movies.
If you could only have one element of the rock star lifestyle, what would it be?
Not the money. It would
be the women.
Just to feel. Yeah. Like a rock star. Like not like I want to. But, just to feel.
Yeah. I would expect though. I mean, the chiptune crowd doesn't have a few girls that are mega down with the scene.
I mean, sort of, but because
there's some weird, genres. I'm not saying your audience. I'm saying there are some weird genres that have chicks that are 100% about the scene, right?
So there's this thing that I do during my song called My Simple Pop Song. Or I'll take my tie off and I'll wrap it around somebody.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back on stage.
Yeah.
And there, people think that that's a lot more successful a move than it is.
Really?
It's a one time in 3.5 years successful move.
So it's not quite. It's
no!
Not quite.
So people think that he's a ladies' man. Man, nah. It's not nearly as much as.
Who do you get that reputation with?
Everybody in the scene.
Really? So all the performers,
nothing. Yeah, yeah.
All the other artists are who's crushing? Shy guy.
Yeah.
He's got the tie thing, and the girls are like, oh my god,
he's got
that's
pop
great.
Music. I don't know. They just. I mean, a couple of them have seen there have been. When it fucking first started, I'm getting real personal.
Shy guy.
When the shy guy
thing, because you were doing another band,
yeah.
And then you split off and did Shy Guy.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was I want to have a solo thing. I want to have a band so I could play all the time. So when I first started doing Shy Guy, there was a trip to Nerdapalooza, one of the first big trips I took all the way down to Orlando from Nashville.
Okay.
That week in that small period of time made me feel real cool in that aspect, if I want to put it.
Okay.
Classily.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm only going to get, more popular.
Yes.
In the scene. It's only going to go up from here.
Yeah.
And that was a really false advertisement of
the first.
So
the scene hooked you.
Yeah.
The scene got you. The
it
scene is
me.
They got their first taste free, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's been particularly rough last, couple years. I mean, I've been very busy. Trying to keep everything going.
Yeah.
I'm not that busy. I'm not that busy. I'm very busy. I'm not that busy.
You're not busy.
It should be like this.
You're not busy between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1.
Yeah.
After a show. I don't know. I don't know how to I all I want to do is keep going with this conversation, but I don't know the way to do it that just doesn't have it become, penthouse fucking forum.
Yeah. I haven't seen a boob in real life in 6 months, and before that, it had been 7.
Wow.
That's my last year.
And you've been on tour.
I've done 30 cons this year.
30 cons?
Yeah.
Man, people fuck at cons.
I know. Trust me. I know. I'm the ultimate wingman.
Really?
I guess I'll get everybody. I'm not intentionally.
So
I'm not
you
trying,
are,
but I mean, I'm intentionally.
So if anything, yeah. you've had this John Stockton year where you were just assisting all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but for yourself, no, an unselfish year for you.
Yeah,
you are a great distributor.
Yes. I'm feeling the spiral down from that.
Aww. Well, I mean, you know,
it could be worse, of course.
What do you think is the better way here? Wait, hold on.
I'm just looking.
I know. That's fine. Here, let's just put it here. This is a lot easier for you. For you to see there. So then, what do you think? I mean, like, let's break it down. Then, what was happening when it was not before the desert? What was life like on the caravan before the great sand sea?
So I know. Okay. There are certain cities that have different feelings. Atlanta is polyamory city.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Because I'll have completely different friend groups.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, because I know a lot of people there, and almost all of them are like polyamorous.
Okay.
It's crazy how many people I've met in Atlanta that are polyamorous.
Yeah. Atlanta, listen, man, Like Freaknik was not a joke. And granted, Freaknik was a you know, gathering for historically black colleges, but Atlanta is a freaky city.
Yeah.
Atlanta is a lot like the Bay Area in that, like, there's just a home for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and almost more so than Austin in that regard, I think. You know, there's more
ecosystems.
There's just more money in Atlanta. Like, there's just, it's just like, there's... I feel like Atlanta also represents something to the Southeast that, like, Austin, although a very interesting and obviously iconic city within Texas,
yeah,
it doesn't mean what Atlanta means to everybody who lives in, like, Tennessee, North Florida, Alabama. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, like, this cultural kind of thing. So yeah. It's, like, it does not surprise me that there is just, you know, along with the gigantic, iconic, you know, black communities and gay communities, that there's a huge polyamory community in Atlanta. Because, I mean, listen, if you don't want to be in a monogamous relationship and you live in Huntsville, where else are you going to do it, right?
I mean, yeah, I know a lot of people from Huntsville. Like, there's, like, conventions. There's, like a convention in Huntsville I go to a lot called Play On Con. And it's, like, a board gaming tabletop type con.
Gotcha.
And they'll have, like, streamers in there, stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
It's like at a 4-H camp. It's really fun. Either way, it's a lot of Atlanta people. It's a whole lot of Atlanta people.
Everybody comes in from there. All right, so you would know a bunch of polyamory people in Atlanta, and at that point, it is easier to just have, like, we're all caught up in the moment.
So people are people are more open. Like, if they're in a polyamorous relationship, they're more open to... instigate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because there are, like, they're used to it because they're where people are sharing spouses and significant others and stuff like that. So they're more open about that.
Gotcha.
They're more willing to initiate. Man. So there is a fetish con in Atlanta.
Okay.
It used to be like a big con. It was like a nerdy con that had a fetish section. The con split, and then there was like there was a fetish nerdy con. And the first year I played, it was a fetish con.
Yeah.
And I was the performer there.
Uh-huh.
And zero.
Wow.
At a fetish con.
When is this?
This was years ago.
Okay.
I had played it since, and it's not as bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad. But the first year at a fetish con.
So I'm starting to think, I mean, listen, you know, and I don't want to pile on here, but, like, I feel like at some point it's got to get in your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good God, yes.
Right? What do you think? If you're all right, so bring us inside. What is your self analytics? Like what are your, like, hey, you want to know what? Maybe I should do this, or I should stop doing this, or maybe this was a bad idea.
I can be very hard headed when it comes to somebody flirting with me. I'm way better about it now than I used to be.
Yeah.
Because an example I used to get, there was a girl that I had a huge crush on in college, and I would have movie nights in my dorm room because I was lucky to be alone in that dorm room.
Yeah.
And it would be like 15 people in my room, and I would climb to the top bunk so that I could see because everybody's in the room.
Gotcha.
One time this girl climbed up onto the top bunk and laid her head in my lap, and I was like, man, I wish she liked me. Because I was that goddamn. That was ages ago. But I've been there. So like, yeah. There's still a residual.
That's
of that.
Where you're building from.
Yeah. So I never want to be the person to creep somebody out.
Yes.
So I guess I'm starting to try and take more chances.
You'd rather tap out. You'd rather tap out normally than like be like, I don't want to, especially in a tight knit community. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one needs a message board of like, oh, you know who's a creep.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
that
know,
kind
that's
of
just
this is not a big community. Yeah,
yeah.
And then I somehow
around,
have
right?
that reputation, but I don't have the benefits of the reputation.
Yes, exactly.
Which sucks.
Wait,
which
you have
fine.
That reputation?
No, not of being a creep,
oh.
but of being like a ladies
oh,
man.
Oh, being a ladies man.
It hasn't been like a...
Oh, wait, has
it
that,
hasn't had the creep...
Has that caught up? Like, is you like, well, like, I don't know, like, I would screw with you, but like, you know, like, I heard you've been around.
I probably has. Like, nobody has said those words to
no
me.
No one said those words?
But so I'm
if you are that. In if you are in the nerdcore scene, email it. Let me
yeah,
know.
Yeah, let me know if you've heard that.
That.
Let me know if you've heard that. Again, like I haven't. It hasn't always been like a year with nothing. Almost.
So we had Crunchy points out that we had a while on this show. We had a and maybe we got to bring it back. It's been a while, so maybe we need to do another round of what I called neon signs. And these were like those moments where you look back in hindsight.
Yeah.
And you're like. I willfully, like, turned down someone that was, like, really, really, really coming on to me. Like, I had a girl, and this is where it started. I had a girl in high school. I had just switched school, so I was, like, I didn't know nobody, and I was meeting people, and she was, you know, absolutely gorgeous, super, like, you know, the high school goth chick, black fucking lipstick, typo negative, like, you know,
it.
Sticker on her, you know, books and stuff. And would just write me these short stories, like these erotic short stories of demons having sex with women. And I'm like...
Fanfics, basically.
Well, yeah, except like just her own thing, her own stuff. And I was just like oh, man, oh, she really... maybe she wants some critique on her writing.
That's a good story.
That's a, you know, I don't know. I thought the protagonist was a little thin, but... and I just, you know, it just went by the wayside. And then she started, like, you know, like messing with some other, like, total, like, lame-o guy. And I'm like, oh, my God, what terrible taste in men she has. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, you idiot, because she tried you, and you turned it down.
I had a similar situation where there was a girl... I had known her for... Like, she was my... old violinist's roommate. So I like kind of knew her.
Yeah.
But like I was commissioning her to do little figurines for the band. And she's like, oh, I'll bring a CD that has samples of my like Sculpey work. Because she was really fucking good with Sculpey.
Yeah.
And in that were like not stories that she was written for me, but those kinds of stories.
Gotcha.
And I was like, is that just a folder that she dragged onto that CD, or did she put those on purpose?
Oh.
Well, she put them on purpose. It was great.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I was lucky to, like, read past my dumb self.
Yes.
To be like, I think she's hinting at me. That it's a thing.
Let me ask you something, because I feel a kinship on this, and this is something that I felt very much, especially growing up. But girls that were very forward... I always felt like they were making fun of me.
No. Oh, back to the situation where she laid her head on my lap. That girl said the words to me, you want to make out sometime? Ha ha. And I was like, ha ha ha. And then I left. I thought it was a dick. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that totally comes from low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're like, no, why would you say anything?
Yeah.
Especially if it's awkward. Like it's like like, well, no, then now it's this jagged knife that you're just like thrusting into my heart,
because you dumbly think like that person's so hot that they could never be awkward, because that doesn't stop you from being awkward by any means.
No, there is a friend of mine, and this never really gotten into any like, you know, sexual tension between the two of us, but like as a college freshman, I went and bought, you know, the traditional college freshman posters that you put in your wall, right?
Yeah,
and one of them was, and Jesus, this is just going to make me seem like such a such a mook. But the like teenage mugshot of Frank Sinatra.
Oh
poster,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because I'm just that guinea. and this girl comes in and she's awesome, beautiful, super cute, you know, red hair, you know, personality to match. And she's just like, just kind of like surveys the room. And in my head, like, I think she's just, you know, like
judging
like
she
Jessica
sees.
Rabbit confidence, right? Like, she's just got like the world in the palm of her hand. She just looks around. She's like, the only gay guys have posters of other guys on their wall, right? And so it's
she's
like,
the best.
And so, like, in that moment, I was like, hey, fuck you. Like, what the fuck? Where are you? Like, I don't even know you. And, like, you're coming in here and just, like, dropping bombs. Like, and I come to find out later. And she's like, no, like, that was, like, me, like, trying to, like,
Have fun. Yeah, yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, why would you just come at me with no provocation? Like, I have no idea who you are. And, like, yes, I'd kiss you on the cheek if you asked. Like, you know, so it's like this double. Not only is it this self-confidence thing, but it's like this weird, like sexual tinge to it. But at the same time, like, that was something that, like, I really had to get over. Was that nobody's trying to make fun of me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just a thing.
That takes,
like,
a real fucked up person to just walk out of me and start making fun of somebody.
Exactly.
Especially in that vulnerable
spot. In that moment where nobody knows each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know.
Fiery.
It's a funny thing.
Redhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiery.
No, Waffle Abagis in the chat says red hair in the personality match. What does that mean? I don't know, man. I'm being evocative.
It means fiery.
It means
generally.
Whatever you want it to mean.
It's usually the generalization goes that they're wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. But yeah, no. Dude, it's a landmine out there. It's crazy.
Oh, for sure.
So is this like.
On both sides. For sure.
Oh God.
But we just have our perspective because we are.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way.
No, I don't think you're saying.
I will.
Because you're even saying that she was insecure and she was just trying to play.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No. Definitely. Well, and also
we're not
listen,
one-siding it. We just
and number one, the neon signs are things that have happened on both sides. We had double. If you guys are into these neon signs things, man, we got a solid the Crunchy and Wobble Abaga, some of the Stacy in the chat room who've been here for a while, man. Like, you guys could definitely. A test. We got a solid like 2 months out of these stories. So if you guys want to send them in again, then please, 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 please go ahead. JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. Put jury in the subject line. But yeah, no, I mean, I would rather, knowing what I know now as a happily married 33-year-old dude, I would happily take my awkward, angsty teens and romantic teens and 20s compared to what chicks go through.
Like, oh, yeah. Just a constant barrage of fuzzy dude bodies just trying to slam themselves against
them. Just try it.
Yeah.
Just whatever they
whatever
define trying
they
is.
Do.
And by the way, they define trying in a broad spectrum. some of which funny and silly. Much of it not.
Yeah. They have... No one... Look, girls will want to see a penis... But not just out of the goddamn blue, out of nowhere.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yeah.
Like, just...
not unprovoked.
Not unsolicited.
Yeah, not unsolicited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Provoked makes it... You won't.
a challenge.
Yeah, challenge.
I never did. But then again, I've never been... Was it on an ask? Or was it just in that escalation of nudes?
I'm both.
Okay.
Like, it's gone to where it's like... I mean, usually it's always a rising plane until the dick pic point. It's never like a spike.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, I've certainly been in positions where there's like that, like, you know, mating dance of like, oh, well, here's me doing this, and then here's me doing this, and then all of a sudden it gets into this risque area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, if after a request from me, through a request from her being like, show me a picture of your dick, I would have definitely taken a picture of my dick.
Oh, yeah.
It just never got to that point, and I never was like, oh, no, wait, and now let's take it to the next level.
Yeah,
where it's like, it would have been
it's
appropriate.
Hard. You never want to be the one to, like, you don't want to be like, because it's easy for a girl to be more playful and sexual, especially, sexy, because, like, especially because they have more transition points.
Yeah.
They have cleavage. We don't have cleavage.
No.
Exactly.
Well,
they
I mean,
have boobs. We don't have boobs, exactly. Like, that kind of thing, right? Like, and then we only have the nuclear option and a butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how much do ladies want just a picture of the butt?
Dude's butts?
I mean, I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
I'm sure it's out there. Do ladies want dudes' butts? Let us know. JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. But you're in the subject line.
So, here's a funny story.
Yeah.
So I will do... I try to like I said it's a little easier generally for a girl to be sexy, so I'll try to be silly with it.
Yeah.
Which is also a guy
on our D&D character sheets. We can get humor on an outsized level that chicks cannot.
We need it because we just have lumpy furry bodies. So I bought this. TMI.
Let's go.
So I bought these. I was at Cracker Barrel.
All the best stories. Yeah.
And I found this pen.
Yeah.
And it had a little baby hand on it.
Okay.
And I was like, $4. I'm going to buy this pen. I'm going to rip that hand off and I'm put it on my finger and have a little baby feet, like a little fist.
I didn't get that.
No, I had it. It was a middle. It was a yeah. It was a little fist. I walked around the store some more. I found that they had bags with it was a fist, a peace sign. Oh, no, that's right. I bought the peace sign because I was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like a peace sign, like double fuck you.
Gotcha.
British style. But it had a fist, a peace sign, and a hand, and a pack of three. And I was like, how much are these? She's like, 40 cents. And I was like, I'll take all of them.
Everything
and I bought
you got.
12
I'm,
of them.
I'm buying the bar.
So for $4, instead of one hand that I had to rip off a pen, I got like it was like 16 or something.
Gotcha.
I exaggerated. It was a lot of hands.
It was a lot.
It was enough to have... It was 12.
You deprived that Cracker Barrel
of
hands.
Fuck other people who want tiny hands.
Exactly, yeah.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Like, I'm sorry, I know. We're going to have to wait till we get them back in. Sorry, son.
So I did send, it's way too much information, the fist one.
Uh-huh.
On the tip.
On the tip.
Yeah.
Balancing?
So it looked... No, it was like it was meant to be wrapped around.
Oh, wrapped around.
It was like
gotcha. You
put
okay.
on your fingers, but it's really stretchy.
Gotcha, yeah.
So that was a silly ass.
So that's a funny, but that's the thing.
And the funny one, yeah.
So you went like themed.
I went themed with that one. They're not always themed.
They're not
I try to make
themed.
Them themed because then I've done, man, I've done a wild penis appears with the Pokemon background. yeah.
So this is, wait, hold on. Just give me a broad percentage. Of all the dick pics, how many were themed?
Probably half.
50.
Because it's not a buttload.
It's a great ratio.
It's not a buttload of dick pics.
No.
Or a buttload of butt pics.
No. It's just every once in a while.
Yeah. When it comes to that point.
I wonder if unsolicited dick pics would be, and listen, these are intrusions, and I do not want to condone them. So let's actually get away from unsolicited. Let's say early relationship.
Okay, yeah.
Early relationship dick pics. I still feel like they get a fairly deserved bad rap. But what if they were all always themed? What if the culture dictated that you sent a themed dick pic? And it was like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. It's got a pilgrim hat now, right? Like, you know, the holiday Santa Claus.
So you can't be
leprechaun.
Lazy.
You can't be lazy.
You can't Snapchat a filter of a hat. That's just being stupid.
No. Get to Joanne's Fabrics. Get some glue.
Make
and you're
going to
make
for
yourself.
Dick.
Exactly. Get your measuring tape. Looks like you're three wide. All right. Again, Professor Shy Guy, where can people follow you?
Bandcamp. So Professor
Nowhere
Shy Guy
after this episode.
ProfessorShyGuy.bandcamp.com is the best. Just go to YouTube. There's some videos. I need to make more, but I've been lazy. I've been lazy. I've done a lot of work. Doesn't mean I haven't
also been lazy.
Wasted a lot of time as well.
Where can people see you? Do you have stuff coming up?
Or
are you taking a break for the holidays?
I'll be in Pigeon Forge on the first weekend of December at YamaCon.
So go hit Dollywood and then hit YamaCon.
Yeah. And then I'll be in Houston on the 9th of December. I don't remember where offhand.
Well, I mean,
but I'll put it on my Facebook, facebook.com/ProfessorShyGuy.
Professor Shy Guy.
I usually have my dates at the top of the page.
And you are Professor Shy Guy
on Twitter. Yeah, yeah. Right? At Professor Shy. If you want, yeah, Twitter's probably my most active thing.
Your most active.
Just because if I think of something, some stupid little something, you can just write it, and it's a dumb little joke. I try not to promote too much on Twitter. I try to make it more about
hanging out,
little nerdy things.
Be friends.
And, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fragments, again, is the new album.
Fragmentation.
Fragmentation is the new album. I literally looked right at it and then said the wrong thing. New stuff coming out next year, end of this year?
I'm going to do I'm working on a Christmas album right now. So probably the 1st of December. I got to work my ass off when I get home.
But yeah, I was going to say, dog,
it's
Thanksgiving
started.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't have to go home. I'm just going to have Friendsgiving at my roommate's place.
And you're out in Baltimore now, right?
Yeah, yeah, in Baltimore. Yeah. So I won't be traveling. So when I get home tonight, I'll probably just chill.
By the way, I am so excited for – I love Christmas songs. What are you doing?
Like there's – I have – well, it's an old EP. And then now the ones I'm adding are – Please Come Home for Christmas.
Okay.
Which is hard to make it not sound cheesy. Chiptune style.
But that's the point.
But yeah.
Christmas – yeah, like you got to drive right into the cheese.
Yeah.
Like, or else, like, you can't, like, and it was...
I'm trying to avoid it. It's going to be there, but I'm trying to make it not be, like, overly cheesy.
No. Here's the Christmas song formula, right? Because this is where people go wrong. Whenever, like, it's like, you know, there's always, like, a hot band, especially when you're growing up, and it's like Green Day does a Christmas song, but they always try to be too cool with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like it takes the heart out.
But you can
be funny. You come in funny up top.
Yeah, yeah.
But then... For as funny as you are, you have to be sappy.
Yeah.
It always has to come back to maximum cheese. All right, so
We Three Kings is pretty serious, which is the older cover. Not like serious, but it's like that one and No Holy Night because they're dark and I can do them.
Yeah.
So Carol the Bells is easy
to
make it not super duper
Carol
cheesy.
Carol the Bells
because it's
like, metal.
It's already dramatic and cool.
Yeah.
So Carol the Bells, I'm doing Please Come Home for Christmas. I'm doing Christmas Time is Here.
Oh yeah! Oh, the Vince Guaraldi,
yeah, the Peanuts,
yeah.
And then I'm doing, is it called "I Wish It Was Christmas"? It's real obscure. It's the song that was in an episode of Saturday Night Live, and like Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands and a couple other people sang it.
I wish it was Christmas all year.
Yeah, that song. I'm gonna do that song because it's great. And then I'm gonna do "What's This" from. Christmas Carol. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, gotcha. What's this?
Yeah. That one's already done. Yeah,
dude, can I give you like the best Christmas song of all time? It's a Marshmallow World in the Winter.
What is that?
It's a Marshmallow World in the Winter. Dude,
I would know.
I'll play it for you.
I don't know what that is,
dude. That's low key best Christmas song of all time.
Who is it?
I think the most popular version is Bing Crosby.
Right.
But it was in National Lampoon's might have been like where like the first or maybe it's the Christmas Vacation or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, everybody, Professor Shy Guy, go ahead. We're not going to play the Spinto Band on the way out. Fragmentation.
We can do What's This?
Oh crap.
If you can pull it up on here and work. Will it work from the computer?
Yeah.
Go to facebook.com/ProfessorShyGuy. I have a temporary version of it up. Oh, wait, I can play it from my phone.
I got it. It's easier to just do it off
gotcha,
here.
Gotcha.
Okay, finished recording my vocals. Link in the comments. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Justin Robert Young. This has been Professor Shy Guy. Again, you can get the holiday sticker pack at stickersordiaf.com. Again, holiday sticker pack at stickersordiaf.com. You can email me, justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Justin R. Young. And hashtag join the conversation at diamondclub.reddit.com. For me and Professor Shy Guy, have a happy Thanksgiving. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't. Die.
color everywhere. What's this? There's bright things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? Throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost on every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? They're hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around to hear a story. Roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.